Hello and welcome. Richard McGann here from icanspeak.co.uk. Hope you're doing well. Thank you for listening in. I've got 4 minutes and 4.5 minutes to give you a speaker tip. That's what I do. I love speaking. I've been speaking now for almost 8 years from a standing start. I was terrified of speaking, didn't know what I was doing at the beginning. In fact, my first presentation was actually reading from my book. I had no idea what an engaging talk needed to be. So I read out of my book. I'm quite embarrassed about that now. But you've got to start somewhere, don't you? And I've learned so much over the last 8 years, doing what I do, watching great speakers, having coaching and coaching myself. One of the things that I see more speakers not do is getting to character. So they'll tell a story and describe a scene, but they won't get into character if there's a character in that scene. So one of the things I used to do when I was, in the early days anyway, when I was sharing my story about where I got involved in drugs, is I would just describe how the friends at work were going out on a weekend, taking drugs, and I'd give them a hard time about it until one of them offered me some drugs and I took them, and it's one of my biggest regrets. Now that's how I used to describe that in the early days. But what I would do now, getting into character, as I would describe it like this, I'm going to change the name to protect the identity of the person, the guys at work would go out on a weekend and they'd be taking drugs, and they'd come to work on a Monday, they'd be bragging about their escapades. And I remember one of them, the ringleader in fact, saying to him one day, said, "Richard, don't knock it till you've tried it. Richard, don't knock it till you've tried it," is a different voice to the one I was using a few seconds before, because I'm getting into character. I am becoming, let's call him Steve, I'm becoming Steve. Steve said to me, "Richard, don't knock it till you've tried it." And I actually point out as if Steve is pointing his finger at me as he says those words. I'm getting into character. Just one small example of me doing that. Another example, towards the end of my talk, I describe to the audience when I'm speaking how I've always had a fear of speaking in front of people. And I have. I have to pinch myself where I am today, you know, speaking around the world, despite being petrified at the beginning. And in fact, just meeting people one-on-one used to kind of ruin me. And I remember asking in 2004, a psychologist who was speaking at a conference. I asked him, in fact, I put my hand up at the conference when it came to questions and answers. And I asked him, just when would I better put my past behind me and speak to people confidently? Now, I'm saying that in a slightly different tone there, trying to suggest that I am the person back in 2004 asking the question. I even put my hand up as if I'm asking the question, and I keep my hand up as I ask the question. Just when would it be that I'd be able to put my past? And as I say my past, I point to the right-hand side of the stage where I've been positioning myself as I talk about the negative past. Because when I talk about the positive, I go to the left-hand side of the stage. So I point to the right-hand side of the stage when I say past. When would I be able to put the past behind me and be able to speak to people confidently? And his response blew me away. He said, "You might just have to accept you're as good as you're going to get." See, I've got into character there. "You might just have to accept you're as good as you're going to get." And as I say those words, I point my arm as if I am the psychologist pointing to me at the back of the room with an open palm, giving that response. I get in right into character. And then I jump back into the story. Two examples of doing the same thing is getting into character. Most speakers won't do it. And if you do it, I tell you what, you will be the standout speaker that you have the ability to be. Now, I'm Richard McCann. If you like this, go onto my website, sign up to my newsletter, and come along, in fact, to my speaker bootcamp, which is called I Can Speak. We have them in the north and the south, and you can find details about those events on icanspeak.co.uk. Thanks for listening in. Bye for now.